This week it was announced that the National Trust has introduced timed tickets at Carrickaread Rope Bridge to deal with crowds at the world-famous attraction. The new system will mean tourists are allocated a one-hour slot to cross the bridge. Not everyone's happy with this. Gabriel Finn is from the bus operator Paddy Wagon. Gabriel, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
What's going on? What's the problem?
Well, the problem is, last Monday evening, I got a phone call and a subsequent email from the National Trust in up there, and basically saying that from today, we could only arrive at a predetermined, very specific time, and we could only arrive with one coach per day. And they were given, and we were given 4 days' notice on this being implemented.
So you're getting a... So you get a once-a-day slot?
Yes, a once-a-day slot, and only in that slot, one coach. Now, there's many days, Stephen, where we could have up to five coaches coming up between our day tour business between Dublin and Belfast, from our overnight business where people would be overnighting in Belfast and en route to Derry, and from our private hire business as well, coming from both locations as well. And one bus per day on a specific time.
Well, of course, they're saying that's not true. They say under the new system, all coaches must be pre-booked through the North Coast Booking Office or email. But they say there are 23 coach booking slots available throughout the day.
Yeah, incorrect from the information we got on Monday. Totally at odds with that information. Because... Now, just to point out, the people, we're going up there with 10 years on the day tours, and we're travelling and staying in Belfast and Derry and the north of Ireland since 1998. So we're going to the rope bridge with almost 20 years. So I think the fact that we're going there so long, both the staff and the management of the Carrickaread are aware of Paddy Wagon going there pretty much every day.
So many coaches would you want to bring up there in a day?
Some, like I said, some days we can't determine, you know, how many buses we're going to have going up there. Some days it could be one. Like, for instance, today we have two. Yesterday we had one. Tomorrow we'll probably have two, maybe three. Depends on the numbers people book on the day.
My goodness, a lot of tourists. So you were saying to the team behind the scenes here that you've been told that there's going to be a review of this. Is that right?
Yes. Following pressure from a lot of sources, we got a phone call yesterday from a lovely woman up there, and she rang me up, and what she told me was that they're going to postpone the draconian measures until we have a sit-down and have a chat in relation to how we can manage our times.
Okay.
And like I said to the when I got the phone call on Friday, last Monday, my apologies.
Right.
This was never a problem.
Well, look, stay in touch with us, and we'll see how this all unfolds. Sean McLaughlin with us this morning as well. Hello, Sean.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning. You're a business owner in the area. So how's this whole new ticketing system impacting on you?
Well, I suppose, Stephen, to follow on what Gabriel said, you know, we do quite a lot of business with day tour operators for lunch stops, considering that we are on the throughput from Ballantoy right through to the Zions Causeway. We're reporting record numbers coming in this year for tourism, and this is pretty much bad news for my business, considering that the throughput of traffic now, if this goes ahead, will be declined. You know, we welcome coach operators quite a lot through the summer season, and if Gabriel numbers and other people are going to be cut down, then that's going to affect me as well. You know, we're in the business...
Well, the numbers aren't going to be cut down, are they? Well, they're doing is trying to coordinate the amount of people going across the rope bridge in a better way.
Don't disagree with that at all, but these guys are working in a real tight time constraint, as I'm sure everybody would understand. And, you know, we have a turnaround measure to get them in and out so that they can go on with their forward journey and make sure the tourists are being welcomed. So by declining his numbers and by not allowing other operators to come in, then they are declining numbers and they are turning traffic away. So that's the difficulty that we face as operators on the ground, is that, you know, we need the people coming up. It's not a big season. We have 6 months in which to make sure that we're fat for the winter. And, you know, this isn't going to be helpful, to be honest.
Okay. Listen, Sean, thank you. Gabriel, thank you. Nice to talk to you.